This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. President Draupadi Murmu will visit Chhattisgarh and Odisha today. During her visit, President Murmu will grace the Silver Jubilee of the Chhattisgarh Legislative Assembly at Raipur. The President will also attend the Foundation Day ceremony of Bharatiya Biswa Basu Shabar Samaj in Odisha's Nayagarh. The budget session of Delhi Legislative Assembly will begin today. The session is tentatively scheduled to run till the 28th of March with provisions for extension if required. The CAG report on the functioning of DTC will be tabled in the House today. The budget for the year 2025-26 will be presented in the House tomorrow and will outline the government's financial priorities and development agenda for the year. During the session, key financial and policy matters will be discussed and decided upon. Lawmakers will engage in a detailed discussion on the budget on 26th of March to analyse financial allocations and policy initiatives. The Assembly will deliberate and vote on the proposed budget on Thursday. Ahead of the upcoming festivals, Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has said, festivals of all religions and communities have been held in a peaceful and harmonious atmosphere during his government's 8-year tenure so far. Important festivals like Chaitra Navratri, Ram Navami, Eid ul-Fitr and Baisakhi are lined up over the next 2 weeks. Chairing a meeting to review the law and order situation in the state ahead of the festive season, Yogi Adityanath said, "This is a sensitive time and strict action should be taken against those spreading anarchy. During the festivals, processions will be taken out and fairs will be held at many places," the Chief Minister said. "This is a sensitive time in terms of law and order." Today is World Tuberculosis Day. The day is observed on the 24th of March every year to raise awareness about the devastating health, social and economic consequences of tuberculosis, TB, and to step up efforts to end the global epidemic. The day is observed to commemorate the anniversary of Dr. Robert Koch's discovery of the TB bacteria in 1882. This year's theme is Yes, We Can End TB. Commit, invest and deliver. The Embassy of India in Kathmandu celebrated the 23rd Golden Jubilee Scholarship Day with the participation of nearly 200 students of Nepal supported by the scholarship. The prestigious Golden Jubilee Scholarship was established in 2002 to commemorate 50 years of India-Nepal economic cooperation. India have clinched both men's and women's Kabaddi World Cup 2025 at Wolverhampton in England. The men's team defeated home side England in the final match with 44-41. Earlier, Indian women's team also defeated England with a dominating score of 57-34 in the final at the same venue. For the first time outside Asia, this tournament saw top Kabaddi teams compete across the West Midlands with matches in Birmingham, Coventry, Walsall and Wolverhampton. In the IPL T20, Chennai Super Kings defeated Mumbai Indians by 4 wickets at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium, Chennai last night. Chasing a modest target of 156 set by Mumbai Indians, Chennai Super Kings rode on a match winning unbeaten 65 by Rachin Ravindra and a fiery 53 by skipper Rituraj Gaikwad to seal the win in 19.1 overs. Sent into bat first, Mumbai Indians faced a dismal start as Rohit Sharma was dismissed for a four-ball duck by Khalil Ahmed, followed by a quick dismals by Ryan Reckleton and Will Jacks. And that's the end of this news bulletin.